Okay. The date is?
The date is April 4th, 2009, and we're all sitting around the dining room table talking, and one of the conversations was about what our mother did when she was in high school. And because she was very smart, she had taken all the courses that they had to give her in this small Knightstown high school. And so the only thing left to do was to put her in a drafting class with all the boys. And she really enjoyed that very much. And I think she ended up graduating when she was 16. And then she went to Butler College. And actually, she studied various things. And I'm... she had a teaching degree, and also at that time she worked for Eli Lilly as a part-time person in college. But ultimately, not realizing that the drafting would be of any importance later, when she moved to California, it was the war was going on, and she was going to be looking for a job. She had a friend who was able to coach her more into drafting. And so that basic information that she'd learned when she was in high school really was what made her able to understand what she was being taught. And so she applied for a job at North American Aircraft, where she was hired, as we believe, as the first woman draftsman. And the story that I heard was that she applied as K, as initial K, so that they would not realize that she was a woman in the application. And then the rest of that is history. She went on to doing other things.
So my understanding is that she went from drafting to being an engineer. And in fact, she was perhaps a senior design engineer. And then Dad came along, who was 3 years younger and, you know, not as well educated and frankly not as intelligent. That's pretty difficult to be as intelligent as Mom. I mean, Dad was a sharp cookie. But I guess, you know, he had a cute butt, so the rest is history. So he was a junior draftsman and she was a senior design engineer, and they built the P-51 Mustang. And you had some comment about this high school stuff.
Oh yeah, that's also what Mom did. Well, Mom should tell it.
You tell it.
Well,
no, you tell it and she'll correct you.
Didn't Mom go in school and she fought really hard to get in the drafting class because she wanted to learn how to draft, but it was a class full of boys and the teacher didn't think she could do it?
No, the teacher didn't want us in there.
Nope.
Okay, talk.
Well, there were four of us that really wanted to be in the drafting class, and we had to really fight, and they wouldn't let us in until the second semester. So then we had to play catch-up. So unlike you with your extra credit things, we had to be scrambling as fast as we could to catch up with where everybody else was at. And then I think all four of us went on the next year into high school, so that was... either 8th or 9th grade. No, this was in junior high.
You had drafting in middle school?
Yeah, we had drafting.
What?
7th, 8th, 9th, 10th.
Oh, we had all kinds of interesting classes in middle school. We had music. We had art. We had...
these 6th graders got art automatically.
Yeah.
The rest of us didn't get art.
So then I did another year in high school, and... there had only been one other girl before us in the class. And the teacher was convinced that the only reason that we were in the class was because it was a boys' class.
You're looking for boys.
And he was merciless. And if we ran late, he would threaten to put us through the spanking machine, which would have been... he couldn't have gotten away with that, I don't think, but that was always his threat. And I really wanted to be an architect, so this was really, really important to me. And I picked this really complicated house that I wanted to do that. At the time, I was very into skiing, and I had seen this house that was built in Tahoe, where I had never been, obviously. You could ski into part of it. And I was a typical 15, 16-year-old kid who was into adolescent autonomy. So there was the teenagers part of the house and there was the adults part of the house. And it had, you know, multiple roof lines and all this stuff. And the teacher was like, you can't do that. It's too complicated for you to do that. And the only time he helped me at all was he brought me some clay to visualize what the different roof lines would look like. But that was it. Other than that, it was like, you're on your own. This is too difficult. So my best friend was also in the class. And she had this very long-term relationship with this guy that she ended up marrying later. And we did an experiment because we were convinced that he was grading us differently than he was grading the boys, in spite of the fact that we put more time and effort and hours into what we were doing, because we felt like we had to be a step above. We had to make the extra effort. And so hers was more complicated too. So we did this experiment where Bob and Julie changed assignments. So she did some of his floor plans and he did some of her floor plans. And they were graded accordingly. They weren't graded like, even though her stuff was better, when he had it, he got graded better and she got graded worse. So anyway, we had to fight to get into that class and stay in the class because the teacher really didn't want us there, and our parents had to come in and support us. One of the only times my parents did that.
How did you not end up as an architect?
Because it felt like such an uphill grind that I thought, if I have to do 2 more years of this in high school, plus then fight to get into a college that's going to take me because I'm a woman. Because I was on that cusp. I was in, you know, the mid-70s, where that was still a very big deal.
Where they can't say that it's because you're a woman that you're not giving to, but that's why it's
right.
Because you weren't giving.
So I threw up my hands and went, well, I'll just be a nurse for a while.
30 years later, here we are.
Mm-hmm.